you still think of a library like that one right there as a big, echoey place where librarians will shush you when you speak. Well, then you need to go back to the library. Today's libraries are vibrant and active spaces that serve as the central hub for the surrounding community, with everything from free Wi-Fi and computer access to story time for kids and tech training for adults. The library is anything but stodgy. Plus, they serve vital community functions. They're cooling centers, tool lenders, and meeting spaces. They offer literacy workshops, Narcan for overdoses, and cultural events. Oh, and books? They also have books. And with more than 80 branches, you can probably find one near you. On today's Fox 11 News In Depth, we'd like to say,
welcome to L.A. County Library.
Come on inside.
Woo! I'm Hal Eisner. Welcome to Fox 11 News In Depth. We're at the East L.A. Library. This is one of 86 county libraries here in Los Angeles County. And the person who heads all of this up is Sky Patrick. And Sky, you've had a lot of successes over the years, things like Librarian of the Year and Library of the Year. Tell me about the growth of this library system.
Sure. Well, we've been growing exponentially with our programs. And you can see here, libraries are not just about our books. While that is our bread and butter, we have all of these different kinds of programs that we're attempting to help our community with. For example, we have our laptop lending.
All right, now this is a laptop computer.
That's right.
You can check this out with
That's
a library
right.
card.
Absolutely.
But you got to bring it back.
You have to bring it back.
And what happens if you don't?
Well, there are a couple of things. We ask you nicely a few times, and if you don't bring it back over an extended period, we have the ability to brick it, to render it useless, essentially. So it's better that you bring it back so someone else can take it out.
Now, there are other things like this. This is called citizenship in a bag.
That's right.
And what's interesting to me is what's in the bag. This case right here has books and the Constitution and all kinds of things that would help somebody become a citizen of
That's
the United
right.
States.
That's right. It's basically your study guide to becoming a citizen of the United States.
But, you know, in 2024, it's a lot different than 1706 when I was a kid.
As a joke.
And I used to go to the library and go into these little listening rooms and listen to records, because records were expensive back then. Records cost a lot of money. My parents didn't really want to spend a lot of money on records. So I'd go to the library, listen to records. What can you listen to now?
Well, that's an interesting way to like think about library services. Like at one point, you could go in and listen to records. At this point, you can come in and utilize our computers. You can download movies. You can download music through one of our apps called the Freegal app, where you can get the entire Sony Music database and download it to whatever device you carry. So it's not that it's different than what you did. It's just that the technology is changing, and so we have to keep up with the technology.
Oh, dramatically. And health issues have changed as well, and that causes libraries now to keep Narcan. And of course, we know of Narcan because of fentanyl overdoses, and bringing them to the libraries, the idea was to make them accessible to people.
That's right.
How effective has this been?
This has been highly effective. This program started with a motion from our County Board of Supervisors, specifically Janice Hahn, who authored the motion. And what we understand is that people are overdosing quite a bit here in Los Angeles
County. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of those stories on Fox News.
That's right. And so this is really just a way to help our community. So anyone can come into any of our libraries and ask for Narcan or Naloxone, whichever one. And you get this wonderful box of two doses. And you can use it in the event of an overdose to help bring someone back. So again, libraries are kind of transitioning to include social services, and this is one of those support systems.
You know, and not to leave this out, when you come to get a laptop, you can also get a Wi-Fi system.
That's right. And so these are invaluable. These are MiFi or Wi-Fi, and so the county has paid for the service, and anyone can come in, and it's basically a mobile Wi-Fi system.
You know, it seems to me it used to be just about books. It's certainly not about books anymore, but you've had a lot of renovations. The libraries, like we mentioned, they're 86. What kind of renovations have you had in the libraries, and this one as well?
Oh, wow, that's a really great question. So I can tell you, I've been here just about a decade, and I have experienced almost 30 library renovations.
30?
That's right. Yeah. So our most recent was the one in our Paramount location down South County, where we put this beautiful living wall in. We like gutted the entire building and modernized it. So movable shelves as an example, beautiful high color schemes, having the living wall to make sure that we have that sort of resiliency and utilizing space in a different way.
Is it to make it more desirable for sitting here and reading?
Well, it's that, and just to make it more of our community space. So libraries are community hubs. So you do a lot of things in libraries, including reading, but sometimes you're just relaxing. Sometimes it's really just a place for you to be safe, particularly when we think about our young people who utilize libraries, our parents who know that their kids are going to be safe in our library. So we just want to make it comfortable. We want to make it inviting. We want to inspire people to read, write, think,
right.
All the things that you would expect from a library.
And it all starts with a library.
That's right.
Talk about the library card.
So we have, this is our library card,
yeah.
And you can get this at any of our locations. You can also get a digital card. So in the event you're not a person who lives close to a library, which is almost inconceivable given the fact that we have 86 here in the county, but in fact, if you're one of the folks who can't get to a library, you can also go on our website and apply for a digital library card. So with that digital card, you have access to our entire digital content, the music I mentioned, the movies that I've mentioned, all of our...
And the books.
All of our educational database and the e-books.
You know, I think it's interesting because it used to be you had to come to a library to read a book. Now you just have to go to your laptop and use your library card to be able to access into the library system and get an e-book. And I think, you know, there have been so many different improvements in the library system over the years, and we're going to be talking about that over this next half hour. So Sky Patrick and others will continue with our look at the LA County Library System on Fox 11 News in Depth right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner with Sky Patrick, who's the head of this great, big, massive library system in Los Angeles County, 86 libraries. How did it start? What year did it start?
Well, the county library's inception was in 1912. So obviously, we just celebrated our 112th year of county library service.
So I was around before it even started.
I don't know.
And so over the years, it grew.
That's right. Over the years, we grew. So we have library services in 49 of the 88 cities. And then, of course, we have all the unincorporated library service, with the exception of Altadena. That is a unincorporated area, but it has its own library system.
I'm curious because as I look around here and I see the racks and racks of books, the books that were around, say, in the early 1900s, they didn't look too much different than this, did they?
Well, they're bound differently, definitely. So these are mass produced, and back in the 1900s, I think you said, they were most likely not. I mean, we already had the Gutenberg press, but there was, I think, more human intervention in those books and materials at
that
time.
Sewing the binders on.
I would assume so.
Something like that. We talked about the renovations that have gone on, say in Paramount, but there have been other areas like West Covina?
That's right. We've had so many renovations. I mentioned earlier that I have been a part of almost 30 renovations here in the LA County. So our Board of County Supervisors have really put their best foot forward and made sure that they provide money for us to renovate our libraries. West Covina is our second most recent library. Beautiful library, huge. It's a two-story library, $12 million worth of renovations to bring it up to speed. Some of it is like the things that you can see, the most beautiful things, the color, the furniture, that sort of thing. But also we have to deal with, as an example, the HVAC system or the electrical, things to modernize and be able to support all of the technology that libraries currently
have. And when you think about renovating these libraries, of which I'm sure there's some more down the road, right?
That's right.
What goes into your thinking about modernizing a library?
Right. Well, we have to think about how libraries are currently used, not what how they were used, but how they are used. So when you think about sort of libraries of modernity, you think about library space that's flexible, as an example, high ceiling, high light, things that can move around and transition the space from a speaker series, as an example, or story time, or even study rooms, and how those rooms can be utilized. Can they be utilized by one or two people, or can you have several people holding a conference or just supporting discourse? So you have to think about that. You also have to think about how you shelve, how you use your what we call stacks. Can they move? Can they collapse on themselves? Can you open the space for community engagement?
And you also have earthquake issues to be concerned about.
We always have earthquake issues to be concerned. So,
I have to ask you, I mean, you know, you touched on community. You have programs in library programs, yeah, for community,
that's
for
right,
children,
that's
for,
right,
for grown-ups. Talk about that for a second.
Well, we had a wonderful program recently this summer called One Book, One County. And so we invited 18 of our other library systems here in the county of Los Angeles, because we are a library county. We have many of us. We invited them to participate in our first ever One Book, One County, where we brought everyone that we, all of our systems together to really promote the love of reading. Remember that?
Yeah.
So it was like an idea that we had post-pandemic, how to like re-engage our communities. And so with this idea, we had all kinds of programs. We had food producing programs. People made food to kind of like supplement the actual reading of the book or the material. They had painting classes, you know, those like sort of sip and paint, except without the sipping. We had that kind of thing to re-engage our adult community. And then at the end of that, we had over 15,000 checkouts for,
wow,
that book. And then we brought the author in to do a culminating event downtown in Gloria Molina Grand Park.
Right.
That's just one program. We've also been intimately involved with book banning and the Books on Ban movement. We're one of maybe 8 libraries around the country that have opened up our e-content for teens all across the state of California, for us, some of them across the country, to ensure that they have access to the information that they deem important.
So where you have books that have been banned.
That's right.
I'm thinking back to when I was a kid. I think Lady Chatterley's Lover or something might have been one of those old books.
That might have been one of them.
Right,
but
right,
even more recently, Harry Potter, as an example, or books that have LGBTQ presenting characters or writers or storylines are also typically on the banned book list.
So you unban them.
Essentially, that's what we do. We provide access to those books.
You know, I'm sort of wondering, for people who haven't been back to the library, who haven't come to visit, they're hearing a little bit about the things that you offer now that you didn't offer maybe when they were kids or they were in school. Well, what's the biggest selling point for, mm-hmm, coming back to a library?
Well, the library is the center of your community. So what we do is we attempt to engage our community members, I call them our neighbors, to make sure we understand the kinds of resources that are important to them. We do that several ways. We do that through our community visioning sessions. We do that every 3 years. We bring all of our communities together. They tell us what they want. And then we take that information, that feedback, and we create programs to support those requests or needs. You know, I think another thing that for parents, one of our more interesting programs that we just launched this year is our in-person tutoring program. So everyone who has kids know that the kids are still suffering post-pandemic. They are still not at a place where they are succeeding in school. So we have always historically supported education, but this year we took it a step further. And that step further is bringing in credentialed tutors all summer long for grades 1 through 6 to help support them and get them up to speed for school that just started last week.
It's so important, especially in that period where kids were locked down, they tried to learn remotely. They get back into school, trying to re-engage with the classroom.
That's
and a
right.
teacher.
That's right.
So that's a very important program.
That's right.
You know, there's so many things here that you know, you offer that I'd like to talk about. So why don't you hang around? And Fox 11 News and Death will continue right after this break. Be right back. What this story needs is a pig in a wig. On a boat, in a moat with a frog. I love children's books. These things are great. And we're in the children's part of the library right now here in East LA.
That's right.
You know, you spend a lot of time with children in reading sessions, reading things like these books for children. Talk to me about that for just a second.
Sure. I mean, you know, literacy for our youth, our very young kids. We have an incredible program called Smart Start, as an example, where we really focus in on getting them accustomed to reading. And honestly, the rhyming books are perfect for that. We get them accustomed to reading, understanding to hold the book, to like start to really develop a relationship
with the
words
book.
And well, in the book and with words. And then once they've done that, they graduate to this area of the library.
So you have these things that are called book corners. You have these things that are called little libraries. Mm. What are those?
Sure. So our little libraries is a program that's a community-generated program. We have several of them. We have one out on Catalina Island.
Oh, really?
Actually, I think we have two, and then we have several in Gloria Molina Grand Park. And it's really just an idea that you can come. If you need a book, you can take a book. If you have a book to give to someone, you can leave a book. So it's really community-generated book exchange.
Yeah, it's what some people do in front of their homes.
That's exactly right.
And so
that's exactly
when
right.
We talk about these various programs, there are the virtual programs, there are the audio books, there are the digital books.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all things that you have accessible. What is the Mobile Fleet MacMo?
The MakeMo.
MakeMo.
Yes, the MakeMo, which is our Makermobile. So
okay.
That's really our STEAM and STEM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. So you get to learn all of those. It's like a production vehicle. It goes to all these different community events. It comes to libraries. It has its own generator. It had 3D printers, all the Legos and robotics. They have all of those things on this van.
Kind of like a bookmobile.
Yeah, and they roll it out and they have community programs.
And you still have bookmobiles.
We do, honestly. We have such a large county. Our service population is 3,600 square miles. We couldn't possibly provide services to all those areas, so we utilize our bookmobiles to go out. We actually have 5 in our mobile fleet. We have 2 up in the Antelope Valley, and we have the rest of them are down here in sort of the more densely populated areas out east, further south than this library.
There are some things people may not even realize that you do. Tool lending.
Tool
Gun
lending.
Locks.
Yes.
Tell me about those.
Yeah, so tool lending is one of our newer programs, and it's a program we actually just increased it to 6 locations around the county where you can go in and get anything from hammers to baking utensils, a Cricut. Do you know what a Cricut is?
Tell me.
Right. A Cricut is something that you can produce clothing with. Who knew? I didn't know. You can get power washers. And then more recently, we've added 2 more items. We've added gun locks that you don't have to return. Obviously, everything else you have to return. And then, of course, we have our Narcan as part of our tool lending library.
Which we talked about earlier.
That's right.
And so you also make tap cards available for Metro.
That's right.
People can get their tap cards
just
while they're here
the
reading a book,
desk,
right?
That's right.
And then also you have these park passes.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about that, because I think actually that's something I could be interested in.
It's a really popular program, so you'll have to put your bid in soon because they're gone all summer.
And these allow you to go to any national park across the United States?
In any California park, any state park.
Got it.
And so you take the park pass, you go there.
It hangs on your mirror.
That's right. And then you have access to the park. It's really a wonderful program. I'm still on hold for that.
Are you really?
So, yes. Because
and you're in charge.
They're highly, I don't skip the line.
Good for you. Good for you. Cooling centers, that's a big thing that libraries do.
That's right. And we live in Los Angeles County, which has some pretty severe heating and cooling issues.
Boy, don't we ever.
That's right. Yeah. So many of our libraries serve as de facto cooling centers. You come in, you have access to air-conditioned environment, which is really important.
Well, and really important for seniors and children as well.
And people who are experiencing homelessness.
Respiratory illness.
That's right. All of those folks. You come into the library, you have access to the library. We also have augmented cooling sites where if it gets too hot, like it was this summer, we'll stay open past our service hours and maintain that community support.
Now, that doesn't require a library card.
That does not require a library card. Libraries are for everyone. Come on inside.
And one of the things I find interesting, when I was a kid, if I kept the book too long, I had a fine.
That's right.
And if you kept the book forever, it costs more for the fine than it did for the book.
That's right.
Where are the fines now?
Mm-hmm. So about 4 years ago, we went fine free, which essentially means that if you keep this wonderful book for too long, you will not accrue fines. This was really an equity-generated motion and policy from our county board of supervisors to make sure that all people had access to our library materials. If you don't return it and you keep it, obviously there will be a fee charged, the one that you just mentioned, for lost material. But otherwise, you don't have any fines.
I wonder, though, what's the disincentive? I mean, you know, people keep it forever if you don't give them a disincentive.
You know, a lot of people think that, but we actually did a pilot before we implemented this program, and people actually bring back their material more now that they're not fined. I know it seems counterintuitive,
but it's
not. There's like a trust base here, and people bring back the material more often when they're not being penalized.
My brother's keeper.
Right.
MBK.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So it's an initiative by our County Board of Supervisors who wanted us to think through how to support young men of color specifically. So how that program looks at the library is we have MBK peer advocates, where we bring in young men of color from their neighborhoods, not exclusively, even young girls, from their neighborhoods. They create programs for their neighborhoods. They try to bring in other young people to utilize library services. And one of the big programs they're responsible for are book corners. Have you heard about that?
No.
Okay, so our book corners are in different barbershops across Los Angeles County.
Wow.
And essentially, there's just corners where young people who are waiting for their haircut, or maybe even people who are not so young, have access to free books while they wait and while they get their haircut.
And it all starts with the library card. And Sky Patrick is the one in charge of this entire 86 library system. Always good to see you. Fox 11 News in Depth will continue right after this break. And if you want to hear an audio version of this program, just go to my podcast. It's called What the How, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehowpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.